Amen. We enjoyed the word of the Lord that we have heard. Brother Corcoran preached about my place. I'm glad that I know my place in the house of God. I'm nothing, but He is everything. And I'm going to be here. Amen. And I'm concerned about the Lord leaving His place. Hosea 5 and 15, He said that I'm going to go, I'm going to leave, I'm going to return to my place till you repent, until you confess and get it right. So we want the Lord to feel welcome in this place. Amen. He inhabits the praises of Israel. The more we lift Him up and exalt Him and magnify Him, the greater He is. This is His address. This is His home tonight. Right here, He has always wanted to dwell among His people. And He's here tonight. Hallelujah. I'm going to read a few verses down through 5, and then we're going to let you be seated. The word that the Lord spake against Babylon. And before I get all of my niceties and all of that, amen. Brother Jackson preached today. And man, did the Holy Ghost work today. Amen. Preached about hope, the anchor of our soul. And we're excited about what God's doing, looking forward to hearing these other men preach. Verse 1, Jeremiah 50. And verse 1. The word that the Lord spake against Babylon and against the land of Chaldeans by Jeremiah the prophet. Declare ye among the nations and publish and set up a standard. Publish and conceal not. Say Babylon is taken. Baal is confounded. Merodach is broken in pieces. Her idols are confounded. Her images are broken in pieces. For out of the earth there cometh a nation against her, which shall make her land desolate, and none shall dwell therein. They shall remove, they shall depart, both man and beast. In those days and in that time, saith the Lord, the children of Israel shall come, and the children of Judah together, going and weeping, they shall go and seek the Lord their God. They shall ask the way to Zion with their faces thitherward, saying, come and let us join ourselves to the Lord in a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten. And we're going to skip down to verse 11, but I'm going to let you be seated. I think the days of playing church is over. We're going to have to get serious. We've really living in a critical time. Because ye were glad and because you rejoiced, O ye destroyers of mine heritage, because ye are grown fat as the heifer at grass and bellow as the bulls. Verse 22. A sound of battle is in the land. And of great destruction. How is the hammer of the whole earth cut asunder and broken? How is Babylon become a desolation among the nations? I have laid a snare for thee, and thou art also taken, O Babylon, and thou wast not aware. Thou art found and also caught, because thou hast striven against the Lord. The Lord hath opened His armory and hath brought forth the weapons of His indignation. For this is the work of the Lord, God of hosts, in the land of the Chaldeans. Hallelujah to God. Would you ask the Lord to help me? Everybody. Lord Jesus, we thank You, Master. Hey, mighty God, we need You, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. A few months ago, we went to Virginia, had a few days that we were off, and we went to Williamsburg and visited a few historical places. And on that trip, we went to Norfolk, Virginia, the world's largest naval base. Most of the world's ships could dock there. We took a tour on a boat, and they took us all around and pointed out different ships and destroyers, and some were coming in and some were already docked there. And so while we made the tour, and they began to talk about the USS Wisconsin battleship, and we toured that ship. We have toured different ships in our travels and kind of gone down different floors and up and all through it and looking around. And it was very, very interesting. My wife has a little bit of interest in that. Her folks, her dad was in the Navy for 20 years and he retired. And I've heard her tell different times how that while they were out on the sea and going to different places where they were stationed and got the wind came up and it was a storm and how that she remembered as a child sitting on the suitcase and in that small room and ride the suitcase down to this way, and then when the ship turned the other way, she'd ride the suitcase back the other way. But he told us several things about his life in the Navy, and he went in really young. He lied about his age. He was only 17, and they told him he was 18, and so he began to describe a battle to us. And so this kind of stuff is interesting. This ship is huge. I forget how many hundred feet long and wide and football field could be set into it, and just a huge ship. And we watched a little clip how that they talked about it. And but my father-in-law talked about being in one of the biggest battles, naval battles, in our history, Guadalcanal, and his ship was torpedoed. In fact, he had been on two ships that had been torpedoed, and this one sunk. And they came over the loudspeakers and told him that they were being broadsided, and he was down among the boiler rooms. And he said, "I do not remember coming up the ladders, two or three floors up." And he said, "The only thing that I remember is coming off of the deck of that ship and diving into the water." And he said, whoever was the Olympic swimmer, and, he didn't have nothing on me. And all of the bombs and the weaponry and the concussion, and he was out in the water, and there was a piece of course, he could float and swim, naturally, being in the Navy. I can't float. If I quit treading the water, I start going down, and I've not been in the water in years and years. Not a big swimmer. But he saw a piece of debris and thought, well, I can just get a hold of this, and it will help me a little bit. And so he reached up and pulled up and was taking just a little breath. And on the other side, another man was the enemy, was on the other side. And he said, "We pushed it back. And we went the other way." They wasn't interested in fighting one another. And so it was very interesting to us. And some of the things that they were telling us about the USS Wisconsin. I'm just going to give you a little bit of this. 3,000 people were on that ship. 3,000 crew members. And I came through Seneca, and I think the population is 3,000. And so in order to take care of that many men, every day they had to have 4,110 pounds of vegetables every day, 1,640 pounds of fruit, 1,500 pounds of flour, 2,460 pounds of meat, 164 pounds of butter, 205 pounds of coffee, 540 dozen eggs a day. And I thought that was very interesting. And one of the sailors was talking on this little film, and he said, it took me about a month to familiarize myself with this great vessel and to know where everything was. And we went through all of that and saw where they slept and the mess hall and all about it, the offices. And he said it took us a long time. But he began to describe this ship. The USS Wisconsin battleship was launched and then commissioned in 1944. Her main battery consisted of 9 16-inch 406 50 caliber Mark VII guns, which could hurl a 2,700-pound armor-piercing shell for 20 miles. They were to support and defend other Allied carriers from enemy attack. She also had a secondary battery of 25-inch guns and twin turrets, which could fire up to 10 miles. But in 1986, President Ronald Reagan reactivated this ship, the Wisconsin, and they removed the 20-millimeter and the 40-millimeter guns and replaced them with launchers to fire the Tomahawk and Harpoon missiles, which would go up to 80 miles and be accurate. But what caught my attention, and for just a few minutes, it said that, but they kept the big guns. They kept the big guns that could hurl a 2,700-pound missile for 20 miles and hit the target. One sailor said, I served aboard the Wisconsin for 3 years, including the Gulf War, when those guns were shooting at real targets. 16-inch guns were made the most powerful man-made fury ever witnessed. The shock and concussion of those the displaced air can knock you down. It can burn, the flames from it can burn and scorch your eyebrows. The battleship was obsolete. And so, but it was just a raw firepower. World War II replaced these aircraft carriers, but they kept this just because of the big guns. No artillery in anyone's military can match the Iowa-class battleship they were and can accomplish with one well-placed hit and take care of the enemy. Nothing like a broadside of 9 2,700 pounds explosive shells in your face. Amen. Big guns. The big guns. A sound of battle is in the land and great destruction. How is the hammer of the whole earth cut asunder and broken? How has Babylon become a desolation among the nation? God breaks the hammer. God brought down Babylon. Babylon was taken. Thou wast not aware, but she was found and caught. And because you have striven against the Lord, because you thought you could fight against me. The people of God, amen, they were rebellious and they started following the heathen practices and the heathen ways. But God said, I'm mad and my indignation is stirred up. And because you thought that you could fight against me, I'm going to open my armory and I'm going to bring forth weapons of my indignation. For this is the work of the Lord. The work of the Lord of hosts in the land of the Chaldeans. I want to talk for just a few minutes tonight. And I've been around this place for a long time. And I'll be the first one to tell you I'm not the orator. Amen. Just cornbread. Amen. Stump preaching. But I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. I feel that God wants to do something. I feel like God's fixing to pull out the big guns. Amen. I feel like God is fixing to put out of His weaponry, out of His armory. I feel like He's fixing to pull out the big guns in the hour that you and I are living in. Amen. Brother Jackson, you talked about it today. Amen. There is terror. Amen. Everywhere. People are afraid to travel. They don't know who's going to be hit. What place is going to be hit next. And there's terror everywhere. The devil hates the people of God. The devil, John 10:10 said, the thief cometh not but for to steal and kill and to destroy. He wants to destroy this nation. He wants to take the power from this nation. I don't want to be political tonight, but we have come, amen, right down to the fitting into the category of some of the other third world nations. Hallelujah. He wants to destroy us. He wants to destroy our families. He's come against our, this world is in a terrible shape. Brother Couch mentioned it tonight. We're talking about, amen, same-sex marriages. We're talking about, you don't even know which restroom to go in. If you're gonna find a man or a woman, whatever, in the restroom. We are living in Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. These are the last days. I feel like something big is on the horizon. I feel like something big is just about to take place. God has opened His armory. God has opened the treasury of His weaponry and the magazines and the stores that He has access to. Mede and Persia, amen, they became God's armory. All of the kings, Cyrus and those officers and their armies come against, amen, this great nation. God used them to destroy Babylon. Great men are in the hands of God. They are nothing but the instruments of God. God can do anything that He wants to do to bring us into subjection. It's fixing to happen. Can you shout yes? Whoever wins, it doesn't make any difference. I've got my mind made up. I'm going to stay with God. We're in the last days. I said, we're in the last days. You better keep your place in the church. You better get a hold of the Lord. And I'm talking about God, amen, moving in your life like He's never been before. He said when those guns were shot, the big guns, amen, we watched a little film clip. And if that's offensive, I'm sorry. I repent. Praise God. And they would shove that big old nearly 3,000 pound torpedo in there, and then they would put the powder in there, and when it would shoot, it would be kaboom, and it would knock them back about like some of these instruments was blowing my pants up here. I felt the concussion. Hallelujah. I can feel the impact of it. I feel what's fixing to take place. God is in charge. Amen. I don't care what the devil says. If God be for us, who can be against us? Shout yes, somebody. Oh, yes. Come on, let's do it again. Shout yes, somebody. Amen. And so, he said a lot of times, and we saw it, it would knock them back. Amen. The fire power would scorch the eyebrows. And you could see it shake that big old vessel. Amen. I'm going to tell you what, folks. God's got an army. Amen. We're going to win. The devil's a liar. I don't care what he's got planned. He's not going to defeat because the enemy thought that they... He said, you fat heifer, you sat there, you thought you could cross me. You thought that you could come against me. I'm going to show you that you can't do it. He don't need our talents, our abilities. He doesn't need, amen, what we have. All he needs is for him to demonstrate his power in the church. Amen. Amen. Armory, all the weapons and equipment that a country has. He, God, has a variety of instruments. Amen. He has them at command. His armories are ready to be opened according to whatever the occasion is. Because they chose to fight against God. Jeremiah 50 and 25, this version said, the Lord has opened His armory and brought out the weapons to explode His wrath. Woo! Praise God. I don't know, this might come in handy tonight. He has opened His armory to explode the concussion. The power that is behind it. I'm telling you, get ready. God is going to fight for us. God is going to pull out the big guns. Ah, you might as well get with it. I feel like God wants to heal somebody tonight. I feel like God wants to give somebody the Holy Ghost tonight. I felt so inadequate today. Amen. The little boy that was in the wheelchair. Different ones coming up weeping and crying. I don't have no power, but I know the one who has power. And he said, you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Hallelujah. Amen. It's fixing to explode. Babylon ruined Jerusalem, the holy city, and the holy place that was there. Amen. And now they're called to give it an account. Israel brought it upon their own self. Amen. They brought destruction, but God never forgets what the heathen does to His people. I'm against you, thou most proud. Got your head up and your nose up. And you're walking proud and you think that you could, amen, defeat me and destroy my people's heritage. He said, I'm going to destroy you. Isaiah 13 and 4, the noise of the multitude in the mountains like as a great people. A tumultuous noise of the kingdoms of nations gathered together. The Lord of hosts mustereth the host of the battle. They came from a far country, from the end of heaven, even the Lord, and the weapons of His indignation to destroy the land. Amen. We are going to see, I believe, one of the greatest moves of God. And it's not just going to be, amen. I hope we get out of here tomorrow. I hope, amen, there's all kinds of ideas about the coming of the Lord. And I hope we escape it. But I'm going to tell you, listen to me. There are some things on the horizon that's already taking place. And it ought to make you conscious of what's happening. We better get a hold of God like we never have. You better get a hold of God like you've never walked with God before. Amen. Amen. He has His weapons stored. Amen. They in those days, there were swords and spears and javelin and bows and arrows. Slings and the battle axe and the rod and the chariot and horses and all of those things. But God's army, amen, supersedes all of that. It's very extensive. As a matter of fact, in Exodus 23 and 28, He said, I will send the hornets before thee, which shall drive out the Hivite and the Canaanites and the Hittite before thee. I'll speak to the hornets and they'll whip you. He has access to a lot of things. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you that hornets and bees and wasps, and I've been killing them. How many's ever tried to kill a big nest of hornets or wasps? And you spray it, and sometimes you're on the ladder, and you have to jump down and run, and they're all around you. I've been on the tractor and run over them ground hornets, and they begin to swing, amen, just stir around me and bite me on the face and on the head. And I got the tractor going and not stirring the tractor and trying to get away from them. God said, I'll send the hornets after you. I'll defeat you with the hornets. I pulled up to our property and fixing to open the gate and go in. Amen, brother Caleb Putman. Amen, was doing a little weed eating for me that day. And I noticed he was acting funny. He laid that weed eater down, and all of a sudden he started going. And fire ants was all over him. He didn't know we was behind him, watching him. And he was doing this, and he was doing all that kind of stuff. Amen. Come on. I've seen a bee get in my wife's blouse. And she had some moves that I had never seen her do before. Hallelujah. I said, honey, take it easy. She said, it's in. Woo! We finally got it out. She did. God has an armory. He can use the hornets. He can deliver Israel with the Egyptian plagues. He can let frogs be everywhere. He can turn water into blood. He can have lice in their hair and in their bed and everywhere. He can send the flies and their cattle is going to die and they can have boils. He can use thunder and lightning and the wind and locusts and turn darkness and make it so dark for 3 days that they could feel it. He's got the big guns. I'm not the big gun. The big guns are sitting right up here. I'm just a fill-in. I'm sorry for you folks who come to hear Brother Frazier. I'm sorry about it. You're just hearing an old country preacher tonight. But I come to tell you I serve a big God. And he's fixing to pull out the big stuff. The big guns. The big weapons. You can be delivered in this service tonight. Shout yes and give the Lord a good hand clap. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They got where they were going to make their exodus. In one last plague, told Moses, they're going to let you go. They're going to lose their firstborn. And they made their exodus in Numbers 33:3. And they departed from the Ramses in the first month, in the 15th day of the first month. And on the morrow, after the Passover, the children of Israel went out with a high hand in the sight of all the Egyptians. For the Egyptians buried all their firstborn, which the Lord had smitten among them. Upon their gods also the Lord executed judgment. He pulled out the big gun. They said, get out of here. Get out of here. Come on now. Amen. At home, I've been pulling out some of the old stuff. I preached on a pillow to die on several years ago. I've been throwing pillows around and throwing pillows at folks. I've been throwing water at folks. I've been pulling out the electric chair. I've been trying, just like the brother said, I'm trying to get them to do something. We might as well get ready. Church, this used to be what was going on. This used to be what was happening. Tent revivals. Folks couldn't wait to get to church. They were afraid to stay home because they were going to miss. Amen. Something great that was going to take place. Amen. But brother, we're too wrapped up in ball games. We're too wrapped up in social media. We're too wrapped up in our lives and making a dollar. But I'm going to tell you, we're going to see the day when we're going to want to be with each other, and we're going to make a covenant, and we're going to come together, and there's going to be unity. And you ain't going to fight me, and I'm not going to fight you unless you just compromise. But listen to me. I feel that unity. I feel God wanting to do something special among us. Hurts me. Hurts me. Amen. When folks over nothing, when a man can pastor for years and people want to destroy him. Amen. Wouldn't it be a shame after 45 years, Brother Jackson? Amen. That somebody wanted to come in and tear up what you've done all of those years. Amen. And just scatter it and say, well, this and that and the other. What's wrong with going in and trying to save and salvage? What's wrong with trying to help somebody that's been faithful for 40 or 50 years and they get down? Why go in and kick them? Why go in and try to destroy them?
Hey, I'm going to talk about the big guns tonight. I'm going to preach about the big guns tonight. They left Egypt with a high hand. Not one feeble one amongst them. Over about 3 million, 2.5 to 3 million people, amen, healed just like that and strong. And they came to their first natural barrier, the Red Sea, 1,200 miles long, amen, 125 to 250 miles wide, several thousand feet deep. Come on now. It wasn't just a small body of water. They came to the Red Sea, the preacher preached about it, and God began to work for them, and they begin to murmur and complain and said, "We at least we had onions and leeks and garlics in Egypt. At least we could sit by the flesh pots. I'm not interested in just having regular church. I'm not interested anymore in coming and going through the motion. I've got to have a move of God. I got to see a genuine move of the Holy Ghost. I want to see the gifts of the Spirit in operation." Hallelujah. Shout yes. Amen. And God said, "I'll tell you what I'm going to do. All night long the wind blew." Amen. I'm not going to try to take too long, but everybody took their time. Come on now. Amen. The wind blew and blew the water back. I'm talking about a big body of water. Enough for 3 million people to go through. They couldn't march just two at a time across because it would have been, amen, hundreds of miles. They had to line up. They had to go 5,000 abreast to go through the Red Sea just to get through it at night. It was a miracle. It was a great miracle. It was a big gun. God destroyed Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea. Aren't you glad you know the Lord? Aren't you glad you got the power of God? He can use the wind. He can use water. He can use whatever He wants to do. Amen. Moses had his hands up. And as long as his hands was up, the enemy was being defeated. Amen. Two of the men saw. Amen. Aaron and Earth saw that what was taking place. And so they went and grabbed his arms and held him up and set him down on a stone. And God gave him the victory. I want to tell you, one of our biggest guns is praise. Make this valley full of ditches. There's not going to be no wind. There's not going to be no storm. But the ditches is going to be full of water. Hallelujah. Come on now. He told Jehoshaphat, said, "The battle's not yours, it's mine. All I want you to do is sing about the glory of God. I just want you to start singing and praising God." Amen. This is a one God, apostolic, Jesus name, tongue talking, holy roller, hand clapping, foot stomping, aisle running church. We believe in worship. We believe in praise. We believe that praise moves God. Amen. David come off of the backside of the desert. A young lad just going down to, amen, shout for the battle. He wanted to go see the great army fight. But what did he see when he got there? A giant saying, "Send me a man. Send me a man." And sure enough, long story short, everybody knows the story. Amen. This young man who was on the backside had been singing praises to God. "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." Amen. Come on now. Amen. He began to sing praise and he saw God do things. And he told Saul, he said, "God is going to bring this man down. Is there not a cause?" Is there not a cost? You can be satisfied with dead worship. Amen. Beat the drum. Keep beating the drum. Let's keep praising God. Anybody got a need here tonight? Psalm 37 and 4 said, delight yourself in the Lord and He'll give you the desire of your heart. I'll tell you what we need to do. We need to delight our desire. I need a healing. I need a victory. I need financial blessing. My family's lost. Amen. Delight yourself in the Lord. Delight your desire. Praise until you see it taking place. Praise Him until you see it happening. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. I'm going to delight. Amen. I'm going to praise God. I'm going to delight my desire. God is going to give me what I have need of. I'm going to give Him praise. And I'm going to worship Him. Can someone shout yes? There are many instances in the Bible. We as a New Testament church have access to the armory that is of God. Praise is one of them. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise is one of those. Amen. Paul and Silas in the jail. They've been beaten. Look like that they should have been defeated. But you know what? They begin to talk among themselves and saying, look, why don't we just sing some songs of Zion? Why don't we just begin to praise the Lord? And the Bible said they begin to sing and to praise God. And the jailhouse shook. God said in 12 and 26 of Hebrews, I'm going to shake everything that can be shaken. Amen. Only that cannot be shaken is going to remain. Or you ain't getting it yet. I'm talking about Hebrews 4 and 1 said, let us therefore fear lest the promise being left us of entering into His rest, that any of you should seem to come short of it. Come on. The word was preached unto them as well as unto us, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Why don't we mix our faith up a little bit tonight? Why don't we put some action with our faith? Everybody looking at me and you just staring at me, I'm talking about power. I'm talking about big guns. I'm talking about the mighty God who wants to work and deliver and bring deliverance to this generation that we're living in. Shout yes. Put your hands and shout yes. Leap for joy and shout yes. Clap your hands. Leap for joy. I was preaching a PAW church. And you know how they do? They sing their testimonies. And it's a long service. This sister stood up and she said, I want you to know that this is a help yourself salvation. And if you want to get anything from God, you've got to help yourself. You can't just sit. You can't just be a standby. You gotta be a participator. And she began to sing, what you want. Yeah, the other part is God's got it. What you want. What you want. What you want, what you need. And they done that for a while. I'm going to tell you, if you were Bartimaeus, you wouldn't have been healed because you're just going to sit there and you're going to look and you're going to just, amen, observe. But he saw and he felt and he heard and he said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, he stood up and said, have mercy on me. You're going to have to move. You can't just sit down. You're going to have to be activated. Can you shout yes? Hallelujah. Praise. We have access to the greatest weapon that there is. That's prayer. You said it today. John 14:14. I put my finger on it. But if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Brother Abernathy, there he is in the back. I was up here praying for some of these folks, reaching out to God, trying to help somebody. And I've been having in my left shoulder blade down right up in here. Just kind of, I don't know what I've done. It's just kind of hurting me a few days. And try to hang from something and let your weight just be dead. And you think it'll pull it out and all that kind of stuff. And different ways that you think you can pop your back. But while I was praying, it might have been for the child that was in the wheelchair. He walked up to me and he put his hand right where I've been hurting, right there. And he just did that right there. He just rubbed while I was praying. And you know what? It ain't hurting right now. And you can be laid back, or you can get up and say, God, I want it. I want it. Pull out the big gun, God. We want Holy Ghost revival in this place. Ask whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. John 15:7, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, ask what you will and it shall be done. Matthew 21:24, whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Mark 11:24, whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive it and you shall have it. I'm not just taking up time. I'm telling you what God said. I'm telling you what the book said. Matthew 7:7 said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 3 years ago, I couldn't walk to the back door without having chest pains and breathing hard. Amen. And just kind of put it in the hands of God. But tonight, I thank Him for health and strength. I praise Him for His presence. I praise Him for what I feel in this house tonight. God is worthy, and He's worthy to be praised. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up the serpent and drink any deadly thing, and it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. They went preaching everywhere. The Lord working with them, confirming His word with signs following. When I came to you, brethren, I didn't come to you with enticing words of men's wisdom. 1 Corinthians 2:1. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of men's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. If I be a man of God, let fire come down and consume them. A captain with 50 went up in flames. Another group came out and he said, they want to kill me and take me, God. Amen. They're not going to take me. I feel a big surge. I feel power. I feel God's kept the big guns reserved. Amen. To this very hour that we are living in. And he said, let fire come down and consume them. And they went up in the flames. The next bunch to come out after them. Amen. Hold it. Hold it. Hey, hold it. Hold it. We're just doing what we've been told to do. Come on now. The power. God has the power. Praise. Worship. Prayer. My nephew, just a couple of weeks ago, his son had been in the church, been out of church for a long time, been on dope, and got his teeth all messed up, and got his life all messed up, and got three or four children. They were sentencing him, and he could have maybe been off, but he just couldn't stay away from it. And so they had given him 10 years. Tell me, Mama, when 15 or 20 minutes, just kind of do this. I don't want to wear nobody out. And so the judge, amen, hit the desk and said, I sentence him to 10 years. And so he was already cleaning his pockets out and taking stuff out of his pants when the DA had left and went in and talked to the judge. And he came back out. Everybody was crying. He was squalling and bawling. His wife was crying and carrying on. And the babies was crying. And the daddy, my nephew was saying, look, honey, to the oldest girl, 7 years old, you just got to be ready and prepared because he could go up. He could go up for a while. And she looked up at him and said, Papa, are you telling me that my prayers, Jesus is not going to answer my prayer? He said, no, baby. I'm not telling you that Jesus is not going to answer your prayer. I'm just telling you that we need to know he's not doing what he's supposed to do. Amen. The DA walked back out and said, we've changed this. We're giving you 5 years probation and you need to straighten up and you need to do what you're going to do. Amen. And when they got home, amen, the little grandbaby told Papa, I told you, Papa, that Jesus never fails. He answered my prayer. Well, you ain't hearing what I'm saying. I'm saying he's in the house. God is in the house with the biggest thing that's ever happening, and that's the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Gideon, thou mighty man of valor. Hallelujah to God. Who you talking to? Amen. I ain't nothing mighty about me. Hey, God work in Jesus' name. Sotakamananai. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, I'm of the poorest tribe. Amen. I'm of the poorest family. You got the wrong man. I'm hiding out of here. Amen. Behind this wine press, just trying to eke out a little bit of food to eat. Amen. And God called him and God worked for him and he got him down. Amen. To 300 men. Amen. From thousands, 32,000. And he said, with these men and with a picture and a light, a lamp. Come on now. He said, I'm going to deliver the enemy into your hand. I don't know what you're going through tonight. I don't know what your problem is. But God's got the big guns. We got the ship that's going to broadside all the enemy ships. It's going to shoot. It's going to go off. And we're going to feel the concussion. And we're going to feel the power. And it's going to shake. Woo! Halabohoya. You cut ties. Sister Couch, stand up and lift your hands right now. I rebuke this condition in Jesus' name. Can y'all believe God? Do you believe it's in the house? I command it to go. We believe with these elders right now that she is going to be made perfectly whole. Move every bit of it. Let feeling come back. Let it be completely normal in the name of the Lord Jesus. And everybody that believes it, say yes. God can smite people with blindness. They're all around us, the servant said to the man of God. They're all around us. Man of God said, they that be with us is more than they that with them. And he prayed and he said, open his eyes and let him see. And when he looked out, chariots and horses, a man of God of fire. Amen. We're all of the woods and the hills and round about. God smote them with blindness and gave them the victory. Everybody say, God has the big guns. Peter's in jail, sound asleep. The angel comes in and taps him on the shoulder. Amen. Wakes him up. I don't know how he was sleeping other than God touched him and he had the peace of God. 26:3 of Isaiah, he keeps them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on the Lord. And he touched him. He said, put your sandals on. Amen. Get prepared. You're going out of here. And when the first gate was opened, they walked out on their own accord. The doors opened again. And when they got on the outside, amen, Peter looked around. He was by his thought. He was dreaming. But I come to tell you, this ain't no dream I'm preaching about. This is reality in 2016. God is doing a big thing right now. Jesus' name. If I had a pill, I'd throw it at somebody. Some of y'all really relaxed. We know our God is able. And He will deliver us out of your hand. We will burn before we bow. We're not giving in. We're going to stand. How about you, friend? Are you going to compromise? Y'all, come on now. Don't tighten up on me. They're already cutting people's heads off. Somebody said, yeah, but that's a Catholic priest, or that's a Methodist priest, or that's somebody that's over in them crazy countries. How do you know, amen, that some of them are not what we are? Are you ready for it to come here? Are we willing to sit by and let our people just, amen, be slaughtered? We need to back up and take a look at it. Amen. But when it's all said and done, what you gonna do? I tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna call on the name of Jesus. I'm gonna run into that secret place. Amen. The preacher was talking about. I'm gonna get in there. Amen. Under the arm and under the shadow of the Almighty God. Praise the Lord. Amen. They danced in the fire. Hallelujah. Amen. God delivered them. Didn't we throw three in? How come we're seeing four in the fire? Hallelujah. Can you shout yes? Yes. Daniel prayed when they told him not to pray. What you gonna do? He opened his windows and prayed anyhow. They put him in the lion's den. The king didn't want to do it, but he hollered in. Amen. The next morning, ever how long it was. And he said, hey, O Daniel, is the God that you serve, is he able to deliver you? Did he save you? And I tell you what was music. It's when a voice came out of that den of lions and said, yea, O king. Amen. Live forever. God sent his angels and delivered me from the lions. Hallelujah to God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Separation is a great weapon. We don't look like the world. We don't act like the world. We don't participate in things that the world's participating in. I have to tell folks all the time, I don't want a pastor like the preacher said. Amen. But when they want to say, can we go to the high school ball game? I say, no. Well, our son's going to play. I don't care if he's playing. He ought not to be playing. What are you doing letting him participate in it to begin with? Oh, yeah, you ain't helping me now. Oh, my baby's in the Little League. She's on the soccer team, and I can't come to church because we got to go and practice with our little 3 and 4 and 5 year old. Amen, amen. We're living in a very critical hour. No playing no more. Amen. No time for a bunch of other stuff. It's time to call on His name. The greatest weapon in our arsenal. You've heard it last night. You've heard it today. And you're hearing it right now. And it's the Word of God. Praise God. You can be seated. Amen. The Bible said in John 6:63, it's the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit. And they are life. Proverbs 4:22. Amen. Said the word is life unto them that find it. And it is health unto all our flesh. John 10:10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and kill and to destroy. But here's what your Savior said. Here's what Jesus said. But I am come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. 2 Peter 1:3. According as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life. It's the will of God for you to be healed. Have we forgot who our Father is? Have we forgot who our Father really is? Huh? When my wife had cancer and she was dying years ago, she called her daddy, which was the Church of Christ. And he said, honey, if I could, I would take your place. I would take your place. And he wept and she was weeping and we fasted and prayed and God moved. It's going to take something to shake this generation. This generation is pleasure crazy. Pleasure mad. Amen. Come on. But if our Father, our natural Father, if He knows how to give good gifts unto men, how long has it been? Real quick, 40 minutes, 30, 40 minutes. How much more will your Heavenly Father give good gifts, the gift of God, the gift of life, the Holy Ghost, unto you, His child? I told that sister, I said, look, I told my wife, me and my wife, she prays for me and I pray for her. We've lived long enough that we can tell you some things. And we've been in one place long enough that I feel like I can tell you how people are. And she's had something she's fought for years, and it's asthma, her breathing. And I pray, and we fast, and I say, God, I don't understand this. I don't know about this. And the other night, we were praying, and she coughs, trying to catch her breath. And she coughs until between her shoulder blades and her back is really sore. And she has me to rub it and beat her back, hit her back so she can breathe. I watched her as she put her face in her hands and she's weeping and saying, God, I don't know how much more of this, God. I don't know how much more of this I can take. And I said, Mama, the devil's a liar. He's gave you 66 years, and He's going to keep you right now. I'm telling you that God is our Father, and we are His children. He don't abuse us. He don't want us to have sickness. He don't want us to have diseases. He don't want us to be kicked down and run down by the devil. Oh, you ain't happy to me, but I'll shout. I give God some praise here tonight. I got the big guns. We got the big guns. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. When God pulls out the big guns. I wish I had sound effects. When God pulls out the big guns. Somebody said, you're crazy. How can you get anything like that by just visiting a ship? We kept the big guns. It was an old vessel that they wanted to dock. But because of the war, we got rid of the small guns. But we kept those 2,700 pound. Amen. And we can feel, can y'all feel the effect that God is exploding His weaponry? God has given us the victory. Ye are of God, 1 John 4. I'm going to close. And 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. For greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. 1 John 5 and 4, whatsoever is born of God hath overcome the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Romans 8, 31, if God be for us, who can be against us? Verse 37 said, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors. For I'm persuaded that neither death nor life or principalities or powers, things present or things to come, height or depth or any other creature, shall be able to separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Paul said to the Corinthians, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Big guns. Mighty pulling down the strongholds. Casting down every imagination and high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. That exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. Ooh. Hallelujah. I have preached when they run up here and beat the pulpit. I have preached when they took their neckties off and they throwed it at me. Huh? I've had preached when folks rubbed the preacher's back. My brother, he's dead and gone now. Amen. But when we were preaching, he'd be up there while I was preaching. Amen. He'd be up there a lot of times and he'd be doing this. And I'm going this way and he's right behind me rubbing me and he's feeling it and he's rubbing me. Amen. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the evil day. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against spiritual wickedness, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. I tell you what God's going to do. It's not going to be through the army of the United States. It's not going to be, amen, through the Democrats or the Republicans or the Independents. It's going to be the one God, apostolic, Jesus-name people who know how to pray. And God's going to shake this nation. All right, it's 10 o'clock. I know, and Paul, I know. Who are you? If we are not terrorizing the devil in his kingdom, we don't have no big guns. It's dead and dry and starchy. I refuse to be a part of anything that's dead. My God is all. My God is almighty. Let's try that again. My God is almighty. That's not too bad. Let's do it again while I get my breath. My God is almighty. I want to hear the sisters do it. My God is almighty. Brothers, my God is all righteous. Everybody, my God is all righteous. I found out he's jealous when he said, thou shalt have no other God before me. Check your Bible and there you will find God comes out a winner every time. God always comes out a winner at the finishing line. Somebody came tonight and you got to have, amen, a deliverance. I want you to run right now. Come on. You've got to have a deliverance. You can set back and go home the way you come, or you can move out and get it right now. I'm telling you, God is pulling out the big guns. We got greater preachers. We've got greater preachers than we've ever had. We've got a great ministry. We've got the big guns. And God is working right now. Amen. Sister Abernathy, go ahead and praise God. I thought I saw you come by. In Jesus' name. Help me, brothers. Come on. In Jesus' name. Move, God. You're the healer. Come on. Somebody need deliverance from cancer. Somebody needs deliverance, amen, right now. That's it. That's it. That's it. Receive it. That's it. Receive it. In Jesus' name. You can go home with it, or you can come and get it tonight. There is deliverance in the house. There is victory in the house. Jesus is in the house. Hallelujah. Y'all want to have church? I feel an explosion. I feel power. I feel God working. Somebody needs to obey the Holy Ghost in the name of the Lord. That's it. That's it. Receive it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Yes, na 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 na, yada ba kata. Hey, yes, yes. When God pulls out the big guns, you believe in one God. You do well. The devils believe in one God, and they tremble. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, yes, 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 yes. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of Almighty God. And behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called, in the Hebrew tongue, Armageddon. Amen. Mount Megiddo, the valley of Megiddo, the valley of Jehoshaphat. Amen. Amen. And I saw heaven open up, and behold, white horse. And they that sat upon him was called faithful and true. Amen. And righteous. And he doth judge and make war. I hear the sound of war. Amen. Hallelujah. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Out of his mouth goes a sharp sword. And he's going to smite the nations and rule them with a rod of iron. And he hath a vesture and on his thigh. He hath a vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We win. We win. You can read the back of the book. We got the victory. We win. We win. Come on, Jesus. Come on quickly. Give us a power. You folks back there, you need to get off of, get rid of that Laodicea spirit. Get on up here and let God touch you. Yeah, and Makaye. Sota Kakara. It ain't nothing for God. God don't want you to have it, don't want you to suffer. He's not gonna allow us to be harmed in any way. Be healed. Be healed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Do y'all know that song? My God, He can do anything. My God, He can do anything. He's got the power. He's got the power. God has the power. He has the power. My God can do anything. Oh yes! My God,
my
can,
God
do anything.
Can do anything.
He can do anything.
My God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, he's got the power. He's got the power. My God can do anything.
My God.
He can do anything.
He can do.
God,
my God,
He can do anything.
He can do anything.
Yeah, He's got the power. He's got the power. My God can do anything. Yeah, my God.
Oh, my God.
He can do anything.
He can do anything.
My God.
My God.
He can do anything.
He can do anything.
He's got the power. He's got the power. My God can do anything.
My God.
He can do anything.
He can do anything.
I want you to surrender.
My God.
He can do anything.
He can do anything.
Yeah, he's got the power. He's got the power. My God can do anything.
He can do anything.
He's of the power. He's of the power. My God can do anything. My God,
my God,
He can do anything.
He can do anything.
My God,
my God,
He can do anything.
He can do anything.
He's of the power. He's of the power. My God can do anything.
You know what? Let's pick it up a little bit. My God, He can do anything. My God, He can do anything. He's got the power. He's got the power. God has the power. He's got the power.
My God can do anything.
Then we can sing it like this.
My God.
My God. He can do anything.
My God.
My God.
He can do anything.
He can do anything.
He's got the power.
My God.
Anything. My God.
Oh, my God.
He can do anything.
He can do anything.
Oh, my God.
My God.
He can do anything.
There it is. He can do anything.
There it is.
He's got the power. He's got the power. My God,
my God,
He can do anything.
He can do anything.
My God,
my God,
He can do anything.
He can do anything.
He's got the power. He's got the power.
My God
can do anything. There's no time better than right now to praise the Lord. Yeah, there's no time better than right now. Lift up your voice and make a joyful noise. Praise Him for His goodness. Praise Him for His grace. Lift up your hands. Give our God the praise. There's no time better than right now to praise the Lord.
Come on, why don't we praise?
Yeah, there's no time better than right now to praise the Lord. There's no time better than right now. Lift up your voice and make a joyful noise. Praise Him for His goodness. Praise Him for His grace. Lift up your hands. Give our God the praise. No time better than right now to praise the Lord. Yes, there's no time better than right now to praise the Lord. No time better than right now. Lift up your voice and make a joyful noise. Praise Him for His goodness. Praise Him for His grace. Lift up your hands, give our God the praise. No time better than right now to praise the Lord. Yes, there's no time better than right now to praise the Lord.
You can't get anything from the Lord standing around like you're waiting for a hot dog down at the county fair. You hear what this man said tonight? If you want something from the Lord, hey, you need to get down the ticket. You need to get the old lazy arms in the air. Get your big mouth open. Stop praising the Lord. Hey, you want some help from the Lord? Some of you folks back there. Some of you back there. Folks, don't worship the Lord.
There's no time better than right now. Lift up your voice and make a joyful noise. Praise Him for goodness. Praise Him for praise. Lift up your hands. Give our God the praise. There's no time better than right now. 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 Then praise Him. No time better than right now. There's no time better than right now. There's no time better than right now to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, there's no time better than right now. Lift up your voice and make a joyful noise. Praise Him for goodness. Praise Him for grace. Lift up your hands, give our God to praise. No time.